This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, bold moves come in parenting sometimes, and you got to take it by the wheel and go. This is the case with one father 21 years ago. A father went rogue and decided that he was going to name his son Gideon ESPN Lampron.
I mean, that's 100% a bet you won with mom.
It was not.
No.
No. But the bet he bet on himself, and it paid off. Marty Lampron, when they had their second son, was set on giving him the middle name of ESPN.
Espen.
Mom fought back, and she wanted to say, okay, if you really want this, then you've got, we got to add a Y in it. We can call it Nordic, so it'd be ESPYN, and we can say it's Espen. When young Gideon was born, he went in, and he was getting ready to write the name on the birth certificate, spell it out properly. He decided all caps.
He did go all caps. No.
All caps.
Yes.
ESPN. Mother did not know this. Jennifer Lampron said she did not know until they got young Gideon's social security card. And she went, what are you doing? Fast forward now.
Oh, man.
Gideon is a starting linebacker for Bowling Green.
Wow.
He led the FCS last year at Dayton in tackles for loss. And people found out his middle name is, in fact, ESPN. And he kind of kept it a secret.
I mean.
And then when Bowling Green found out about it, they put it on his bio on the website. So if you go to Bowling Green's football roster, it says Gideon ESPN Lampron.
I mean, yeah, drive the traffic, baby. I'm telling you right now, my cell phone ringtone every time I called anybody better be better.
Yeah.
Like that has to be it.
Gideon said that playing at the FCS level did not get on ESPN.
Mm.
They had some games on ESPN Plus, but none of his highlights made it to actual ESPN.
Hey, Bowling Green will be. They're going to get some games picked up.
Maction.
Yeah.
Maction, baby.
100%.
Mid-November, you're going to see a guy on a Wednesday night named Gideon ESPN Lampron.
I hope he blows somebody up and somebody has the AI voice of Stuart Scott saying, booyah.
Booyah, baby.
Or, you know, Boom and Jackson come out of retirement and you just got, whoop, you know.
Whoop. Yeah, dude. How Check. Great is that? So, mom said, yeah, she eventually got over it. But when they were talking with the parents, the Toledo Blade, that's an intense name for a newspaper.
Like it.
The Toledo Blade said that when they were talking with them, that they went down the road of, with their first child, the Lamprons. Going through the names, they settled on Gabriel Alexander.
Mm.
Dad, being from South Boston, he wanted to name his firstborn Larry Bird Lampron.
Look, Dad's got an agenda and I'm here for it.
So Mom fired back and said, no, we are not naming our child, our firstborn child, Larry Bird Lampron.
I mean, that does kind of roll off.
Dude, yeah, it does. Larry Lampron?
Yeah.
Oh, Lair Bear, Larry Bird. Let's go, baby. Yeah. She nicks that one. So
Celtics are the balls.
This is why Dad went rogue on the second child. And yeah, when she was in recovery after having the baby, he's like, ESPN, middle name. Gideon says that he's just happy his dad was a sports fan and not like an HGTV fan.
Yeah, right. out here naming after like pancake mix.
Gideon Magnolia Lampron.
Yeah, dude. This dude rocks, and having a linebacker too, like it ramps up the meathead.
Oh yeah,
aspect of this, and like what a gamble that is that he embraced sports and was a sports fanatic
as opposed to being a theater kid.
Yeah, like he very easily could have been like in the band and just not taken to sports at all.
But hey, marching band.
Well, yeah, maybe. Dun dun dun. You just
yep.
They're playing the fight song. He's just going rogue, going dun 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 dun.
Who keeps doing that?
Well, me. What this does, though, it makes me wish I would have gone rogue.
Mm. What path would you have gone down?
Well, I wanted, my son's name is Bennett, and I wanted to go Jet, middle name. That way it could be Benny the Jet, just like in, you know, the Sandlot, like Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Or BJ.
My wife goes, what if he's not fast? Mm. And I was like, good point. You don't necessarily got the wheels.
No, yeah. It's like,
you know? You're fighting genetics on that one. I wish I would have done it. I wish I would have gone rogue and just went, we went with the family name and middle name anyways.
Oh, that's what I got.
It's one of my big regrets.
Mm.
Or like Ironhead.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Huh?
Ironhead Hera. Hell yeah.
I like it.
That wouldn't have fit, though. He does not have an Ironhead build on him.
Stubborn, though.
He is. Yep, so. I'll give him that. Yeah, yeah, I'll get that.
Yeah.
But going ESPN, all caps.
Mm. That was the question I was immediately going to ask you right before you got through it. It was like, did he go all caps?
Yeah.
Because you can pass it off. Like, yeah, you left at the Y. Be like, oh, oops, I left at the Y. Because you'd be like, yeah, it does. Sure, you'd call it Nordic.
Yeah. Like, that would have been great, though. Like, I wonder if anybody does have, like, an obscure, just wild middle name.
I'm sure.
There's got to be a dad out there that's like, Machine Gun.
Yeah.
Jeff Machine Gun Rust.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hell yeah, brother. Let's go.
One of one, baby.
But you're predetermining, and that's the thing. I went with maybe not. No, you're speaking it into existence when you go ESPN. Now this kid's going to be middle linebacker on ESPN playing some action football.
Albeit
on a Wednesday night, not SEC Saturday night. But he's going to be there.
You know, you name your kid Johnny Browning whatever and like ends up being a world-class sniper. It's like, oh.
Yeah, like,
I mean, you're named after a Browning. I get it.
Yeah, well, you see that and you go, like a lot of those, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like a lot of the names, golfers. Like, golfer names, if you ever look at, like, these guys on the PGA Tour, and you look up, like, their full names, Brooks Koepka and Max Homa are outliers. They are, like, all, like, Graham Langford.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like,
Country club names.
Yeah, you have to be good at golf with these names.
How about Bryson James Aldrich DeChambeau?
Yes! Like, Bryson James DeChambeau. Like, that could just be any little league kid playing right now. Bryson, you know, give you normal. But then they slam in there a second middle name?
Yeah, yeah. The double middle name is always interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're gonna be good at golf. Yeah. If you got two middle names, you gotta be good at golf.
That was my problem.
At what point? Why don't you go by Bryson J.A. DeChambeau? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, you throw the couple of initials in there. Oh,
yeah, dude. Like it. They
or just drop the Bryson and go J.A. DeChambeau.
Yeah.
See, like it's a thing. And now this guy ESPN. Now I'm going. I want it.
I'm
holy crap! My middle name is Sergeant Jeffrey Sergeant Roberts. That's a cool ass name.
Yeah,
Sarge.
He's out there protesting wars.
Boy, yeah. My parents really Jeffed that one up, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yes, Jeff. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I sent Jeff a meme that said, "My name was Jeff. I'd use it in words like definitely." They really Jeffed that up.
Took a while to sneak one in.
I'm so glad like that it. You're using it now. And you I need like to use it. That more.
I like it.
I told my wife about that one too. She laughed her ass off.
You just got Jeffed.
Yeah, well, Jeff you, man.
Yeah. Ooh, definitely.
Definitely is great.
Yeah,
you can see that in. You're like, did you say definitely? I'm like, no, you're crazy. What?
No. No.
You're hearing things.
Why would you think I would say something weird like that right now?
Are you saying meow? It's textured Bryson Rochambeau DeChambeau.
That's a cool dad. That's a cool dad right there.
But you're predetermining a weirdo.
Well, I mean,
Rochambeau is my middle name. I got this, guys.
Or you just change it. Make it simpler. It's just Bryson Ro DeChambeau.
Yeah. I mean, that all does right, sound man. A lot like Row the Boat, but that right. Yeah, works too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, here's the thing. Guys, be bold. Speak it into existence when naming that kid. ESPN is my middle name. I mean, the guy knows sports. If Gideon doesn't make it as a football player, he can also just fall back on, like, he can go into sports media and be like, ESPN is my middle name.
Legally.
No, seriously.
No, that's the real thing.
Yeah.
It's a fun little hook.
Ooh. I started adding my middle initial to my name in the hopes it made my golf game better. It failed.
Yeah.
No, that's where you're wrong. What you need to do is just add another middle name. You know? Mm-hmm. Add another middle name and you'll become a better golfer.
I like it.
Science.
I like it.
Science.
It happens.
And by the way, the double middle name is not your problem. If you were a good golfer, you would be Daniel.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
See, like,
I vacillated back and forth between Dan and Danny plenty of times.
Yeah. But you'd go by Daniel then.
The only time I've ever been called Daniel was when I was in trouble as a kid or I got pulled over, arrested, whatever. Or somebody checked my passport.
Or my warrants.
Yeah. So my wife and the kids, they're on their way to the coast and they're mm-hmm. listening to the show. And my older daughter, she just texted me. She said, you just got Sammy to start saying, Jeff, you, man.
You Jeffed up, dude.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, man.
Good right. God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.